Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you today?
Well, I've been wanting to chat with you, but I was hoping we were going to be able to talk about educational issues, but we've got other things to talk about. Before we do that, tell us a little bit about your background and tenure at East Lansing High School.
This is my 11th year at East Lansing High School, and this is my 26th year as a high school administrator.
Well, there's going to be a protest. There is one that is scheduled to be at your high school. Apparently, the Westboro Baptist Church is going to show up. Tell us what you know about this.
I know that the Westboro Baptist Church chose East Lansing High School as a place to demonstrate due to its close proximity to MSU, and a few folks from the Westboro Baptist Church are going to participate in a panel discussion at MSU, and they have a little time, so they chose East Lansing High School as a place to come to.
What are they going to protest?
Well, they're protesting. I think we all know what their platform is. They do not support diversity of any kind. They are this same group that protests at soldiers' funerals. They really are very against alternative lifestyles of any kind.
How did you learn about this protest?
I learned about it through our Vigilant Police Department, who received a letter from the WBC stating that they would come to East Lansing High School on the 18th from 2:50 until 3:20.
Now, when you and the superintendent and staff sat down to talk about how you were going to handle this,
right,
I would have loved to have been there. What was the dialogue?
Well, the first dialogue was actually with the police department, because they wanted to talk to me a little bit about how they would set an area for the WBC, that they didn't expect a great volume of members being here, and that they were concerned in protecting their safety as well as making sure that our students were safe, and also the safety of any counter-protesters. So we just talked about the fact that they can't come on school property. We want to make sure that we protect school property, and unfortunately, this is right as we dismiss school. So the superintendent and I want to make sure that our students are able to exit our property safely, and again, we're working closely with the police department.
So basically, these folks from Westboro Baptist Church will be out on the sidewalk.
Yeah, they'll be across from the school along Old Hickory, is my understanding. That's what the police department are working on, and they're working very hard to make sure that that is a safe area for everyone, because one of the strategies the WBC uses is they want to elicit a response that may be violent in nature, and of course we want to make sure that they don't arise that type of response from anybody in the community, and also, of course, our students.
Paula Steele is the principal for East Lansing High School, and we're talking with her about Thursday's protest by the Westboro Baptist Church. Last night, a meeting was held.
Mm-hmm.
What happened at that meeting? What did you discuss, and what was the outcome?
You know, Tony, I wasn't at that meeting. I had met earlier during the day with about 15 members from the community, and they met, and I know that they formed a statement, a community statement, which I think is really in keeping with the values we share in East Lansing High School, and that and East Lansing community. We want to make sure that our students are respectful of diversity in many ways, be it religious, ethnic, gender, sexual orientation, race, social, political, and any other differences that we have.
Were those parents concerned? Do they fear for the safety of the kids?
I think some of our parents have contacted me, and I've been explaining to them what types of things we're going to do to assure our students are safe. And, I've been working with our bus captain to make sure that our students get loaded and off the property, and again, the police will be helping us with that. But I think all in all, our parents and our community, again, the bedrock of our community is that we really value diversity, and so we want to make sure that our students understand that, and we want them to know that everyone has a right to speak, but there are appropriate responses to that.
I interviewed Kathleen Levy, who wrote a story about this in the Lansing State Journal, and she told me one of the most interesting pieces about this story was that you folks are going to use this for a teachable moment.
Right. Well, teach about the First Amendment rights of the Constitution, and then teach also about how to have civic dialogue and express points of view with people, even though you may disagree. So I think those are the two teachable moments, and our staff is working with our students. There's been a lot of dialogue, as you can well imagine. Some of our students are planning on grouping and congregating in our student union after school and then walking peacefully to the west to All Saints, the parking lot at All Saints Episcopal Church on Abbott Road, and turning this into an opportunity to fundraise for some very worthy causes.
Is it a challenge for you to separate your feelings of logic, your feelings of, your personal feelings when it comes to something like this?
My goal right now is to make sure that my students are safe and that we have an orderly dismissal of school. And that's my focus, my continual focus.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the program. I know that this has gathered a lot of concern for the school community, but it sounds like you've got all the plans ready to go, and there's going to be plenty of security.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully everything will end in a positive way.
Yeah, and I think it's really bringing our community together in a very positive way. So thank you, Tony, for the opportunity this morning.